All right, we're going to talk about this crisis in our midst more here than just about anywhere else in Australia, probably than anywhere else in Australia entirely, when you see the impact this bloody pandemic has had on our local economy, on our local employment opportunities. It's just catastrophic. Now, this is from page one of today's Cairns Post. The push for a third instalment of the JobKeeper subsidy is gaining momentum, with calls for a package specifically for Far North Queensland to prevent businesses from going under. Far North businesses across the board are fearful of the impact when the $1,000 a fortnight worker payment is cut by the federal government March 28th. It goes on in the inside pages to quote, for example, tourism tropical North Queensland boss Mark Olson. Mark said travel numbers from Brisbane, this is the last few days, travel numbers from Brisbane were cut by 75%. It's bizarre. You talk to hotels and people in hospitality, the phones were going berserk with people saying, I'm cancelling. And there was nobody to replace those visitors at all. So it's been awful the last few days. Anyway, Mark said, the travel numbers from Brisbane were cut by 75% when Brisbane went into a three-day lockdown. He said 88% of visitors to Cairns came by air. So you can see why there is a hell of a lot of concern out there with that date in March for the end of JobKeeper approaching rapidly. I've got Mark on the line, Chief Executive Tourism Tropical North Queensland. G'day, Mark.
Morning, John. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. That date is seemingly approaching quickly. I mean to say, for those not in the industry, for those not reliant on JobKeeper, I suppose they're not so conscious of it, but we're talking about hundreds or thousands possibly of local people who are thinking, what awaits me after the end of March?
Yeah, John, you're absolutely right. One of the unique things about this part of the world, as beautiful as it is this is traditionally our peak time for international visitation, and we get about a third of our visitors come from overseas. So there's no international travel to fill this spot. For domestic travel, this is traditionally the time where people take short break road trips away from home. So, you know, families are getting their kids ready for school again. They're not taking long trips between January and February and early March. So we've come out of our peak domestic visitor time. That's winter. That's when the snowbirders come up in their caravans, it's when the families come up for their holidays, and it's when couples come up to enjoy the rainforest and the reef. Whereas some of the southern destinations, certainly those closer to the capital cities, this period of time is some of their busiest, as those short breaks and the long weekends are kicking in the first part of the year. So we don't see that same benefit. And as you quoted me saying, the vast majority of our interstate visitors come via the airport. So we are facing a very, very difficult time, and it is a crisis of confidence in consumers. The Victorian traffic light model that was announced yesterday doesn't provide more confidence. It clearly says that you need a pass to come back home, and we can go from a green light to a red light at any point. And that's how most consumers are feeling at the moment. I don't know what's going to happen week in and week out. Yeah. So trying to regain consumer confidence is the biggest challenge for us, and we know that it's going to take a long time, which is why we're asking the federal government to consider extending JobKeeper for businesses that continue to be impacted by more than 30% until international travel returns.
Yes, we'll get to that matter in just a moment. The consistency that is lacking across the states is being focused on in articles today. Like, for example, the Cairns Post, Queensland tourism leaders have urged reluctant premiers to end the border bans crippling the industry after a collective sigh of relief at the end of the three-day lockdown in Brisbane. Tourism's focus now turns to restoring confidence among wary travellers from interstate. The Territory and the ACT reacted to the news of that Brisbane's lockdown region had been lifted by immediately restoring travel arrangements. But state governments, as you just pointed out, Victoria, South Australia, Western Australia, have not budged. You're quoted here saying the Far North has been bleeding an estimated $8 million a day through lost visitation, a 75% drop in airport arrivals over the three-day Brisbane lockdown. The latest in a list of body blows, you're quoted saying the end of the lockdown was a good start, but a heck of a lot more needs to be done.
Yeah, look, the challenge for us is when we start telling Australians about what this amazing part of the world has to offer, we build demand. So we saw great traffic coming out of Sydney and Melbourne and Adelaide and Perth and even from Darwin in that little window of time that we had when national travel was fully allowed. And what's difficult is you build a momentum and you build a confidence with the customer in a future booking, and then it disappears. Now, we understand we have to stop the spread of the virus, but what can we do now? How do we start to restore confidence? We have to give people some consistency of our message and some confidence that they can travel with their families, with their friends, and enjoy that. Now, the tourism industry is doing its bit. It's stepping up with more flexible arrangements. We're hearing less and less concern from the customer about the uncertainty of who's holding the money. And now what we need to do is just make sure we're on top of the spread of this virus. And what's happened in Southeast Queensland, it's fantastic to see that we've had zero case days. Obviously, the young lady's partner has contracted the virus. You would expect that. That's natural. The lockdown has, he's in isolation. I think we're doing the right thing here. So we need to be able to provide visitors with as much confidence. And that's going to be the challenge for 2021. And it's not going to come back quickly, John. So our take is while we don't have the confidence, we won't have visitors travelling by air, and we won't have them travelling greater distances. They'll be staying closer to home, as we've seen through most of the 12 months. So that will mean destinations like ours that are more reliant on aviation will be more impacted. So the federal government threshold of 30% downturn in turnover can stay exactly as it is. Many of our businesses would wish to be only 30% down. Some of them are at only 30%. So they would having a happiest day on earth if they're only 30% down.
Sure.
Most of our marine fleet is more than 50% down year on year. Mm. So it is natural, we think, that threshold continues, that you maintain that threshold of 30% down in revenue.
Yeah.
And you recognise that it isn't going to end in March. And we know that, a federal colleagues, the ministers, Warren Entsch, have all said we understand where the industry is at, and it's being reviewed as we get closer to the date. So we're just reminding as we're coming into budget time, with pre-budget submissions coming in at the end of January, it's an important time to be making sure the funds are set aside for a continuation for regions like this one, where we're not going to see visitation back. And when it does come back, we'll be back to putting money into state and federal government treasuries through amazing work of bringing international and interstate visitors into Queensland and into Australia to spend money here. We generate $1 billion a year in international visitor exports. That benefits all Australians because those visitors then go on to spend money in other places. The Great Barrier Reef is the biggest motivator for international travel. So we do our bit when we've got the opportunity. What we want to do is make sure that we've got businesses who are strong and who have the support. And the other thing we'd be hoping is that the federal government looks seriously at the Export Market Development Grant, and that's the money that supports businesses to market overseas, that we do what they've done so far and provide that extra support to not only keep businesses going, but make sure that we're out there with the best team on the field promoting Australia internationally as we start the recovery sometime late in 2021.
Now, just based on what you just said about JobKeeper ending in March, yesterday quoted in the Cairns Post, hoping the government would announce an extension of JobKeeper from March till international borders reopen. You pick up today the Courier Mail, and the Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, seems to be a little confused on where we need to be going. It's under the heading, JobKeeper support cannot continue. Then you go to... And where is it? Fast forward to today's Cairns Post. Here it is. The federal member for Leichhardt, Warren Entsch, said extending JobKeeper was a no-brainer and the government will look at it closer to the deadline.
Yep.
Well, that's certainly encouraging.
It is encouraging, and Warren is such a strong advocate for the community. He understands. And we are not close to the figures. The Treasury would be a lot closer to it. They know how many businesses are still reliant on JobKeeper and who still meet the threshold. We know that on a daily basis, businesses who are not so exposed to export, and particularly tourism exports, are on JobKeeper, and that many businesses are returning to that above 30% down. They're getting back to 70% or more of their pre-COVID turnover, and they're not reliant on JobKeeper anymore. Yes. But for those businesses that are, many of them will be here. We know we're one of the most reliant or the most impacted regions in relying on JobKeeper of anywhere in Australia. There will be a couple of regions in Australia that will need this support ongoing to put the best team on the field to get that export value of international tourism back again. And that's what we need to do as a country.
Mark, this has been an excellent update today. Thank you.
Our pleasure, John. Always appreciate your support.
That's Mark Olson, Chief Executive, Tourism Tropical North Queensland. Interesting, too, that he's taking the longer-term view, which so many people really need to think of if they possibly can. Of course, their focus is on day-to-day survival. But we've really got to be looking at what's going to be happening months down the track. How are we going to restart international visitation to the far north? How do we get our profile up again, etc.? All of those matters. He's across, doing an excellent job. CEO TTNQ, Mark Olson.